This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal VandeMataram150.in, where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, the Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. He hailed it as a devotion and adoration of Mother India, which takes one back to history, fills the present with self-confidence and instills renewed courage to the future that any resolve can be fulfilled and there is no goal that cannot be achieved. Prime Minister Modi said Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore once said that Bankim Chandra's Anand Math is not just a novel, it is a dream of an independent India. Every word written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay had a deep meaning. The Prime Minister asserted that Vande Mataram is relevant in every era.
Vande Mataram kehta hai, abla kenmaye tabale, bahubar dharini namami tarini, ripudal varini Vande Mataram. Vande Mataram, arthat apar shakti dharan karne wali Bharat maa, sankaton se paar bhi karane wali aur shatruon ka vinash bhi karane wali hai. Bankim Babu ke pure mool geet ki panktiyan hai, tum hi Durga, das praharan dharini, kamala kamala dal viharini, vani vidya daini, namami tvam, namami kamlam, amlam atulam, sujalam sublam, mataram, vande mataram.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also paid homage to the national song on the occasion of commemorating its 150 years today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Varanasi this evening. The Prime Minister will flag off 4 Vande Bharat trains, including Banaras Khajuraho and Lucknow Saharanpur, tomorrow morning. Election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Senior leaders and star campaigners of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, along with leaders of other parties, are undertaking whirlwind tours across poll-bound areas. More from our correspondent.
Addressing an election rally in Jammu in support of NDA candidates, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said this election will determine the direction of Bihar's development. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today addressed a public meeting at Paharpur in East Champaran. Mr. Kumar said that during his 20 years of governance, he has fulfilled the commitments made to the people of Bihar. He added that a special effort made for women's self-reliance through the Jivika program have brought prosperity to many families. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Banka in favor of Mahagathbandhan candidates. Mr. Gandhi said that the people of Bihar are politically aware of their right. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Jokihat in Araria. He said that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government, eligible women beneficiaries will receive 30,000 rupees under the Mai Bahin scheme. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In the second and final phase of the assembly elections, voting will be held on 11th November in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts, while the counting of votes will take place on November the 14th. The Supreme Court has issued a slew of directions today to insulate key public spaces from the growing stray dog menace and to clear highways of stray cattle and other animals. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria hearing the Suomoto matter on stray dog management across the country has ordered that every educational institution, hospital, public sports complex, bus stand and railway station must be properly fenced to prevent the entry of stray dogs. The India Meteorological Department has predicted a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during the next 48 hours. And with that, we end this news bulletin.